Un jour, David se leva de sa couche. Et comme il se promenait sur la terrasse du palais royal, il aperçut une femme qui se baignait. Cette femme était très belle. David fit demander qui était cette femme et on lui répondit « C'est Bethsabée. »
Devastated, she went underwater. Underwater. She couldn't smell anything anymore, which was exactly what she aimed for. But he was still waiting at the edge of the pool with his letter. This king on a mission to be and to make history, while she wanted to smell nothing, which was a very different aim, of course.
The water was like a skin surrounding her skin, while she was like a gap within this liquid, her body an interruption of the all-over. She knew well then how to make use of her solid state, and finally felt that she understood the advantages of being a lump of flesh, feeling the contact with each thing in a different way, and feeling herself differently, depending on what she was touched by.
It is in my breath. Your future is a simple architectural plan which causes trouble only if you don't want to inhabit it. You just have to own it, as they say. It will be your life handed over to you, more individualized than you could have ever hoped for in your simplistic dreams. Your image of yourself lacks detail, infinity, as I will call you from now on, but I will help you to improve it. Just breathe normally. Set, set. Set, crazy diver, dunno what she's looking for down there. But baby, you've got to breathe. This air up here may be polluted with particles of sharp edge irrelevance, or what you take by mistake for the space in between this clean, idealized water of yours can never make up for its lack of impurities. Face it.
Each movement here was pulling sideways and downwards at the same time. At first she tried to figure out how this was possible, but knew soon that she had to simply accept it as a plain fact. Vivid daylight filled each of the two rooms, but she didn't see a single window or lamp. The light source seemed to be the ceiling, which was a luminous area of bright softness. She sat down on a bench, the only piece of furniture in the room. The water returned instantaneously.
Any triangle or line was infinite here in its variations and softer blurry caused by the shape-shifting that took place when she tried to focus. It was a no-edged existence, an indefinite sameness of everything, although she tried to become aware of the differences that she thought she could sense, if she managed to concentrate and isolate the individual phenomenon.
As long as she was in the watery substance, she didn't care about any of those questions. But as soon as she entered the second space of the oval-shaped rooms, this plain being became impossible. She imagined a forest was surrounding the pool, tall cedar trees of the darkest green. The lines were moving inconsistently. She imagined the pool to be filled with tall cedar trees of the darkest green. She imagined herself sitting on a bench high above, watching the pool of trees.